I want to start today with a sensation that I think everybody listening is going to recognize immediately. You know that feeling when you unlock your phone, you open LinkedIn or maybe X or TikTok, and it hits you. It's like a wall of
Total
noise.
sensory overload.
It feels like we are just absolutely drowning in content. And for the longest time, I assumed the problem was, well, that everyone is shouting at once, that it's just too much noise. But looking at what we're diving into today, the issue isn't really distribution, is it?
No, and that's such a common misconception. We think we have a distribution problem because our feeds are just full. But if you're a business, the shelf space on Spotify or YouTube or the open web is, I mean, it's effectively infinite. There is no limit to how much you can upload. The problem is we've hit a really hard wall on the other side of that equation.
The making of the stuff.
Exactly. The production. We are in this phase of the digital economy where the bottleneck is purely how fast and, how cheaply can you create a high-quality asset? Because right now, the demand for content, fresh, relevant, formatted content, it's outpacing our human ability to produce it by a mile.
And that brings us to the subject of today's deep dive. We're looking at a piece of technology called the Auto Content API. Now, I have to be honest, when I first saw the name, I thought, great, another AI writing tool, just what the world needs. But as we went through the documentation and the architecture, this feels different. It doesn't feel like a tool for a writer. It feels like, well, plumbing.
That's a great way to put it. If you think of something like ChatGPT, right? That's a personal assistant. It helps you, the human, write an email faster. Auto Content API is more like an industrial assembly line. It's infrastructure. The shift here is moving marketing from a manual craft where you lovingly hand knead every blog post.
Like an artisan baker.
Yes, to programmable infrastructure.
Programmable infrastructure. Okay, so if the artisan baker is the old way, what does the factory look like? Because the promise here is pretty wild. We're talking about hyperscalability, publishing hourly instead of weekly, dropping unit costs from hundreds of dollars to literally pennies.
It sounds like hype, I know.
It does a little bit, yeah.
But when you look at the economics of what they're proposing, it's actually just math. It's about decoupling content creation from human time.
So let's unpack that because I think to understand the solution, we have to really look at how broken the current system is, the old way. Because my consumption habits, and I assume yours too, are just all over the place.
Oh, completely fragmented. I mean, think about your average Tuesday. You might read a newsletter while you're waiting for your coffee. Then you get in the car, you put on a podcast, lunch break, you're scrolling YouTube Shorts or TikTok. Then at night, you're on Google looking for a specific answer to a problem.
Right. I'm bouncing between text, long form audio, short form video, and search.
And if you are a business trying to reach you, I need to be in all of those places simultaneously. But here is the financial barrier. To do that manually, I need four different departments.
Yeah, let's count them up.
You need an editorial team for the newsletter. You need an audio team for the podcast. So that's recording, mixing, editing. You need a video team for the YouTube stuff. And then you need a totally different social team to cut the vertical clips for TikTok.
And that is staggeringly expensive. I was looking at some industry averages prepping for this. To outsource a single high-quality podcast episode, you're looking at anywhere from $100 to like $15,000.
It's a huge range.
And video, forget about it. A professional corporate video is easily $3,000 to $10,000 for one video.
And that's why most companies fail at this. They look at that bill and they just say, okay, we can't do it all.
Yeah.
So they pick one, they say, we are a blog company or we are a YouTube channel. They just ignore 75% of the channels because the linear production Model 1 human making one asset is way too expensive.
So that's the bottleneck. Enter the Auto Content API. The core concept here seems to be shifting from generation to transformation. What does that mean in practice?
So generation is asking AI to, come up with an idea from scratch. Transformation is recognizing that the business already has the knowledge. It's sitting in a 50-page PDF report. It's in a technical manual. It's in a database. They don't need new ideas. They need that one idea turned into different formats.
It's alchemy. You throw the lead in, you get gold out.
Or rather, you throw a text document in and you get a podcast, a video, and a Twitter thread out. It's an ingestion engine. You just feed the API, a URL or a PDF, and it triggers a cascade.
So hang on, I want to make sure I get this. I have a blog post. I send it to this API, and
Oh.
without me doing anything else, it spits out a produced podcast episode based on that blog
Yes, and a video
and a summary.
simultaneously.
Okay, but is it good? Because this is where I get skeptical. We've all seen these text-to-speech tools for years, and usually they sound like a GPS navigating you through a tunnel.
That's the robot voice stigma, and it's valid historically. But the audio stack in this API is leveraging the newest generation of voice synthesis. We're talking about audio overviews, similar to what people have seen with Google's Notebook LM, but fully automated.
Notebook LM has been blowing up lately. I've seen those clips where it sounds like two NPR hosts just chatting.
It's very impressive tech, but Notebook LM is a consumer tool. You have to log in, you drag a file, you wait for it. It's all manual. Auto Content API is positioning itself as the enterprise version of that, the Notebook LM API alternative.
So instead of me dragging one file, a news publisher could programmatically send, what, 500 articles a day?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You give 500 unique episodes back. But let's go back to your quality question, because the most interesting part of the audio stack isn't just that the voices sound human, it's whose voice it is.
Are we talking about cloning?
We are. And this solves a massive problem in corporate comms called the CEO paradox.
Which is what, too? That the CEO is the face of the company but is never actually there.
Precisely. Customers want to hear from the leader. It builds trust. Listening to the founder explains the vision way better than reading a press release. But the CEO is the busiest person in the building. They do not have time to sit in a recording booth for 2 hours a week to record a podcast.
So the API clones them?
The API has a specific endpoint for voice cloning. The CEO records once, maybe 5 minutes of sample audio. The system builds a high-fidelity clone. From that point on, the marketing team can generate daily market updates or CEO thoughts in the CEO's voice without ever touching the CEO's calendar.
Okay, that is incredibly efficient, but also a little bit terrifying. Does that actually work on an audience? Do people feel cheated if they know it's a clone?
It's a fair question, but think about the alternative. The alternative is silence or a ghostwritten email that nobody reads. If the content, the words, are actually from the CEO's strategy, does the delivery mechanism matter if the quality is perfect? The data suggests people prioritize the information.
It's a bingeability factor too, right? I noticed the documentation talks about multi-speaker dynamics.
Right. Monologue's boring. It's hard to listen to one person drone on for 20 minutes. The API can take a report and generate a dialogue host, an expert, like us, discussing the content. It mimics the rhythm of radio, and retention rates just skyrocket compared to a single voice reading.
It's fascinating that you can script the chemistry, but I want to pivot to the visual side. Because if audio is hard, video is infinitely harder. And yet, vertical video is just eating the internet.
It is. I think the stat is something like 82% of all internet traffic is now video. And specifically, vertical video, TikTok, Reels, Shorts. That is the language of the modern web.
But again, the barrier. To run a real TikTok channel, you need to post, what, 3-4 times a day?
At least. If you want growth, volume is the only variable that matters.
So how does a B2B software company or a local insurance firm do that? They can't.
Not with humans. But this is where the Create Shorts engine comes in. The API takes a script or generates one from that blog post we talked about, and it builds a 9.16 vertical video.
What are we looking at visually? Is it just stock footage?
It can be.
Yeah.
But it also integrates AI avatars. Lip syncing, facial expressions, subtitles, the whole package. It looked like a talking head video.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate here. I've seen some of these AI avatars. Sometimes they look great. Sometimes they look like they're trapped in the uncanny valley. Why would a brand risk that?
Because of the cost arbitrage. And this is the key to understanding this whole shift.
The money?
The money. A manual short form, video filmed, edited, captioned costs between $50 and $300 minimum.
Sure.
Producing that same video via the API costs about 400 credits. On a standard business plan, that works out to about 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300.
Right. So even if the quality is only 85% of the human version, which is debatable as the tech gets better every month, the math changes your whole strategy. It allows for creative testing at scale.
Explain that.
Well, if every video costs you $300, you have to be right. You have to overanalyze every script because you can't afford to flop. If a video costs $4, you can make 100 of them. You can test 100 different angles, hooks, or avatars. If 95 of them fail, who cares? You spent peanuts. But the 5 that go viral, you double down on those.
You can afford to fail.
You can afford to experiment.
Yeah.
That is impossible in the manual model.
That's a really crucial point. It's not just about replacing the human. It's about doing things the human team literally couldn't afford to try.
Exactly. And there's another layer to video here that I think is even smarter, specifically for SEO, explainer videos.
Oh, right. This is about dwell time.
Dwell time is a huge ranking factor for Google. If someone clicks your page and leaves in 10 seconds, Google thinks your page is trash. If they stay for 2 minutes, Google thinks you're a genius.
And nothing keeps people on a page like a video.
Embedding a video makes a page 53 times more likely to rank on page one. 53 times. But again, who has the budget to make a video for every single support page or blog post?
The API does.
You can set it to crawl your documentation. If you're a SaaS company with 500 help articles, the API can auto-generate a 60-second explainer video for every single one. Suddenly, you have 500 videos indexed by Google, and your support tickets drop because people would rather watch a video than read a manual.
That's brilliant. It's taking static text, which is boring, and making it dynamic without lifting a finger. But let's talk about the content itself, because we've been talking about formatting. But where is the information coming from? The biggest criticism of AI is hallucination. It just makes stuff up.
It does. If you just ask a raw model to write a report on the market, it might invent a crisis that never happened.
Right. So how does this API handle the need for actual factual accuracy?
This is the intelligence engine. The documentation describes a deep research capability. It's not just generating text. It's using agents to browse the live web.
So it's actually going online?
Yes. It visits FT.com, SEC.gov, reputable news sources. It reads the live data, cross-references the claims, and then outputs structured data with citations. It's designed to ground the content in reality.
That seems vital if you're doing something like newsjacking.
Oh, I love newsjacking. It's my favorite strategy.
For those listening who don't live in marketing lingo, define that.
Newsjacking is injecting your brand into a breaking news story. If everyone is talking about, say, a crypto crash and you're a finance app, you want to be the one explaining it. Speed is the only thing that matters. If you're 2 days late, you're invisible.
But usually, by the time you notice the trend, convene the meeting, write the script, get legal approval, and film the video, the trend is over.
Exactly. The human loop is too slow. The Auto Content API automates the reaction loop. It connects to data feeds from ex-formerly Twitter and Reddit. It monitors for keywords.
So it's listening.
It's listening. Let's say it detects Bitcoin drop is trending with negative sentiment. That triggers the workflow. Step one, Deep Research API goes out to find why it's dropping. Step two, it writes a script for a market alert. Step three, it produces that vertical video we talked about. Step four, it posts it to TikTok.
What's the total elapsed time there?
Maybe 5 minutes.
5 minutes? While your competitors are still pouring coffee and asking, did you see the news?
You are already the primary source of information for your audience. You win the traffic because you were first.
That's a weapon. That's not just a tool. That's a competitive weapon.
It is.
I want to zoom out a bit. We've covered audio, video research, but there's a strategy here that combines all of them. Programmatic SEO.
PSEO. This is the heavy hitter.
So usually PSEO is when you create thousands of landing pages to capture search traffic, like best plumber in Austin, best plumber in Dallas, best plumber in Seattle.
Right. You're targeting the long tail of search.
But the problem has always been thin content.
Google hates duplicate content. If you just copy paste the same text and swap the city name, Google knows. It's like a restaurant menu where every dish is just spaghetti with insert meat. The customer knows you're faking it. You get penalized.
So how does the API solve the thin content problem?
By flooding the zone with unique multimedia. For that Austin page, the API doesn't just swap the text. It generates a unique city guide audio track specifically about Austin. It generates a top five things to do in Austin video.
So the page isn't thin anymore. It's dense.
It's high density information. Even though it was generated programmatically, it offers real value in different formats. That signals to Google that this is a high-quality page.
And you can do that for 5,000 cities overnight.
Without hiring a single writer or videographer. That is the scale we're talking about.
There's one last feature I want to touch on because the implications are global, literally, the language multiplier.
This is the feature that just kills the concept of a local business. The API supports something like 50-plus languages.
So walk me through the workflow. I'm a U.S. company. I make a podcast in English.
You upload that episode. The API transcribes it. It translates the text. And then, this is the cool part, it resynthesizes the audio in the target languages.
So now I have a German podcast.
You have a German podcast, a Japanese podcast, a Spanish podcast. And it's not just subtitles. It's audio.
That changes the math on your total addressable market instantly.
Overnight, your market is 5x bigger. Usually, to launch in Germany, you need a country manager, a local marketing team, a local agency. It takes months and costs hundreds of thousands. Here, it's just another step in the API call. Output. DE. Done.
It really hammers home this idea of infrastructure. It's just running in the background. It's headless.
That's the API-first mentality.
Yeah.
You aren't logging into a dashboard and clicking buttons. You set up the logic, the recipes, and then you walk away. The machine runs itself.
So we've painted a picture here of a world where the content bottleneck is gone. It's smashed. You can produce infinite audio, video, text in any language for pennies.
Correct. We are moving from linear costs, where more content equals more money, to logarithmic costs. The price just flattens out the more you scale.
Which brings me to the final question, the big so what. If everyone can do this, what happens?
Well, first we're moving toward the agentic web.
The agentic web.
Think about how search is changing. We are moving away from humans typing keywords and clicking blue links. We are moving toward AI agents like ChatGPT or Google's SGE reading the web for us to answer questions.
Right. The AI reads the website and just tells me the answer.
Exactly. But for the AI to read your website, your content needs to be structured. The Auto Content API outputs structured data JSON files that make it very easy for these agents to ingest your brand. If you aren't structured correctly, you are invisible to the AI agents. So this is future-proofing.
But beyond the tech, I keep coming back to the human element. If the machine can build the car,
you still have to drive it.
Right. If production is no longer special, if anyone can make a high-quality video in 5 minutes, then production value isn't a competitive advantage anymore.
No, it's table stakes. It's the baseline.
So what becomes the new bottleneck?
Strategy and taste.
Taste?
When content is infinite, curation is king. The human role shifts entirely. You aren't the bricklayer anymore. You're the architect. You have to define the recipes. You have to tell the machine what to build and why.
You have to have a point of view.
Exactly. The machine can speak fluent German, and it can make a perfect video, but it doesn't know who you are trying to convince or what your brand stands for. That is still 100% human.
So the job doesn't disappear. It just moves up the ladder.
It moves from the hands to the head.
From the hands to the head. I love that. It's a brave new world. And honestly, a little overwhelming, but also kind of exciting.
It's the most exciting time to be in media, period.
Well, we will leave it there. That is our deep dive on the Auto Content API, a look at the factory floor of the future. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next deep dive.